It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
You know, we, for those of you around the country, we play these promos.
Don't look at me.
From the other shows, and Rob's got one of his little one-liners that's on one of the promos,
yes.
And I'm just trying to make eye contact with Rob because he absolutely adores that.
Don't look at me.
You get that little twinkle in your eye when you get one of your Shecky lines off and they use it in a promo. You incredible hump.
Funny guy, huh?
You incredible hump, Rob Spiewak.
Colonel funny guy.
The Colonel. The Colonel. Tomorrow on the show, what? Big Mother. Yes, we will have five big, plump, pregnant women that will be here in our studio.
Big Mother.
All mothers will receive a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.com,
nice.
Along with a pregnancy massage from the Red Door Spa. And our first runner-up will get an LG V phone, the official phone of Iron Man from Verizon Wireless. And, of course, our winner of Big Mother tomorrow.
Mm.
I'm not even sure how we're going to do this until we get it started, but it'll be a la Big Brother and also Survivor.
Right, of course.
And the Big Mother winner will take home $1,000 American.
Very handy.
That is serious money. Let's get our final buzz of the afternoon. Without further ado, here is Mr. Buzz Burbank. And just as I'm going to do this, I have to take this phone call. I have no idea what this means.
Just in.
From Kansas, Steve, what does this mean? Buzz was a colonel.
Buzz, were you ever a colonel when you were in high school?
That's true. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes, you were a colonel way before Rob ever thought about it.
I was a Wichita High School South colonel. We were the fighting colonels.
That was worth it, wasn't it?
I'd still outrank him.
Anyway, back to the serious news.
It depends.
Yeah.
There's a government office here in Washington to protect government workers who blow the whistle on theft and corruption and other secret scandals inside the government.
Yeah, Mike.
Whistleblowers, Rob.
Yeah, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The Office of Special Counsel, they call it. Well, yesterday, the FBI raided that office and shut it down.
It's really not whistleblowers as much as hornblowers. Just had to play it.
Hi,
at least once a day. Hello, Brad.
The FBI also raided the home of agency director Scott Block. The FBI says it believes that Block destroyed evidence on government computers, evidence that had been brought forward by whistleblowers, evidence that should have been investigated.
Sounds like a smart guy, doesn't it? Scott Block.
Scott Block.
How you doing, Scott Block?
I'm Scott Block, and I'm going to rip you off.
Block denies destroying evidence, although he does admit he hired a company 2 years ago to scrub the computer he uses at work.
He's got a good head on his shoulders.
A blockhead?
Yes.
Scott Block.
Remember the blockheads from Gumby?
Yeah. They were always getting into trouble.
And they go down the hill, and all you would hear was...
Yep.
It was so scary.
Go sit over there with Rob.
That actually sounds like something else.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, but we can't do that, can we, Katie? Talk to you tomorrow.
I remember all the...
I'm going to have a lot of time to talk to you tomorrow because all we're going to do is like be talking to pregnant mothers. So I want to really get a little peek behind the curtain and talk to you about
your... You have
your...
a day to get pregnant.
Katie, can we talk to you tomorrow just a little bit?
I'm not pregnant.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Night is young.
Congratulations.
Night is young. And I like your new hair.
Thanks.
You're
it's
more than welcome.
Red streak in the front.
Okay, calm down, Turbo. You've got the news to do here.
Well, there's another big story here. It's the D.C. City Council's vote yesterday to ban the sale of single bottles of beer and malt liquor.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
40s, in other words.
Okay, Mr. 40.
Wine, on the other hand, is exempt from the new bottle ban.
So you can buy one bottle of wine still.
You can drink that.
What could go wrong?
As fast as you humanly can.
The rationale is to get the 40 drinkers off the street while allowing Biff and Buffy to take home a partial bottle from a restaurant, so long as it's corked and carried in a sealed plastic bag.
How misguided, really. You're talking about, really, it's a 40, it's a warm day, it's a Friday afternoon. What are they doing? Really, what are they doing?
Trying to clean up the town, Mike.
Meanwhile, what, you get 8 murders last Friday night or something like that?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about booze.
For God's sake, that's stupid.
That's why I don't drink anymore.
With a sealed bag, there's no open container violation.
Yeah, we can have as many open containers, and we might have them on Friday, our 1 month anniversary.
City Councilman Chairman Vince Gray had a very hard time in that council meeting yesterday, keeping a straight face. Councilman Kwame Brown, who made the proposal, disagreed with Chairman Gray.
You want Brown or Gray?
I'll take Gray now.
Okay, Gray it is.
Blue or Gray?
I just find it almost impossible to picture someone going into a, an outstanding restaurant, buying a fine bottle of wine, and then getting out on the sidewalk and breaking open the plastic and started to, turn up the bottle on the street.
And here's Councilman Kwame Brown, who made the proposal.
This is not a single bottle of wine that people are going to be walking down the street drinking. No. This is not. What this is to put us in par with 48 states that currently do it.
And there you have it.
48 states, you can't have a 40?
Already have laws like this, apparently.
I don't know.
What happened to the days when drinking and driving was legal?
You know, here's the deal. It just seems to me, I don't care what the reasons are. Mm-hmm. Every time you get government trying to take away people's personal freedoms, it just pisses me off.
We become
it's
a little
bad news.
It really, really does.
A little
does.
Less free.
There's a little something. It's called judgment, and it's also backed up with something called parenting.
Yes. Turn your radio down when we start talking to the lady that's going to bang 4,000 guys.
That's right. Be responsible.
Turn your radio
Listen
down.
Responsibly.
Right.
British singer Amy Winehouse. Funny she should come up in this conversation.
Hello.
Amy's in trouble with the law again after her arrest for alleged possession of a controlled drug.
You're supposed to talk to her tomorrow, aren't you?
I believe so, and I look forward to it.
Yeah. Hope she's feeling better.
Me too.
Really?
Is there pollen in England?
I think so.
It's everywhere, Rob. The BBC reports that the singer's arrest was related to a controversial video that allegedly showed her smoking crack. Winehouse's arrest comes just 2 weeks after she was taken into custody for assault. In the earlier case, the singer was released with a warning after she admitted slapping a guy.
I thought she headbutted him.
Well, yeah, apparently it's been changed to slapping. The original report said headbutting.
More fun if you headbutt him.
Not with her hair. A fella could get lost.
And she's got the bald spot when she takes off that big weave.
Oh, that's horrible, isn't it?
I don't know. You're going to mock me now. But I have to tell you, there was a horrible picture of her. It's a picture of her where she's got a bandana bikini.
I've seen it.
Where she's actually put the bandana on for like the panties and a bandana for the bra. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're not looking at those teeth, I think she's kind of hot.
How can you possibly
dear. I swear to God.
How can you possibly use one bandana to cover up those magnificent breasts?
There's something about her. There is something about her. You know, and she's
the
got
hair.
That incredible singing voice. Uh-huh. And
I bet she doesn't sing well anymore.
Like, she'd be one, if she walked into the studio, I probably would change my mind.
Yeah,
but the whole mystique around her, I just find it kind of captivating.
The heroin mystique.
Just a whole bad girl thing. It's kind of interesting. It really is.
Oh, you're not going to like this. I don't think. Ryan Seacrest may be in line to be king. MSNBC reports that American Idol's Seacrest is, quote, in serious negotiations to take over Larry King's job. You've heard that before, but maybe what you haven't heard is the move could reportedly happen by the end of this year.
Well, you know, they've got to replace him. I mean, Larry's got to go somewhere, you know. But Ryan Seacrest, so now will Ryan, here's the thing about Ryan Seacrest. Uh-huh. He will do Larry's job, but he will keep all his other jobs.
Oh, of course he will.
Because he's so paranoid
just
about giving up any of his jobs.
Right.
But, you know, the whole Idol thing, you know, we were talking about that the other day. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on that, because I believe the shelf life might be approaching quickly.
Well, if Seacrest gets too busy, there's always Billy Bush to fill in for him.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
I hope if he takes over for Larry, he doesn't dumb the program down.
No, he won't do that at all.
Seacrest has subbed on Larry King Live several times. Last year, King told the New York Times that if he did decide to leave the show, Seacrest would be a great successor. That's what Larry said.
Of course. You know why Larry said
he
that?
Likes because everything.
Because he's hot right now. Larry's not an idiot. That Larry is like, he's the male Barbara Walters. If it's hot and it smells like money, he's going to say yay.
And remember when he had his 50th anniversary special that kept on getting preempted? Uh-huh. That was hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
If Ryan Seacrest does take over, though, they're going to change the theme.
You really?
Yeah, they're going to change the
theme. Here it is.
I think you'll like it. This is CNN.
I love the ending.
And now, here's Ryan.
Duh!
CNN says there's no truth to the report that King could be replaced with Seacrest camp not commenting.
Okay. And Buzz, before we get out of here, I just want to thank caller number 100, Josh Einan from Winchester. He gets the tickets to see Bob Saget.
Very cool. And finally, marijuana possession cases don't usually go to trial. The defendant usually pleads out. But for whatever reason, one pot possession case did go to trial in Houston this week. And to make it all stranger, during a break in the trial, one of the women in the pool of prospective jurors was caught smoking a joint.
Yeah, baby.
She was arrested and dismissed from jury duty.
You're dismissed.
Even though the defendant was supposed to have been tried by a jury of his peers.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Snuck it in there, didn't he? Snuck it in right at the very end.
Every day.
Our thanks to David Mark from Politico.com. Also, Reese the Pimp. Representing the lovely Tanya DeVroe, if
RTP.
You want some virgin action, go to our website, WJFK.com, and we'll link you to don'tbeavirgin.com. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, or
Beautiful.
Producer. My upper plate slipped. Phone screener is Joan Hartinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Losing My Voice radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, support the marshmallow. Support the marshmallow industry. Eat a fluffer nutter today. And we thank you in advance. We'll see you tomorrow for the Big Mother Contest, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.